ברוך השם.
אוקיי, סולני נקס משנה, הוי האמת, הכל לא סבי רבי. So the Rashi says that everybody is an Arev to everyone else, that's one shot, like us Arevim, or that the person's neshama is an Arev for him. Umitsuda Prus Alachayim. By the way, there's a very cute thing I said over there. There's a Tessa Choshen that brings a Zeh HaKadosh. There's a Shaila about if I have a Pikadon by somebody and I owe him money and I'm not paying him, can he take the Pikadon as a Tashlumen? Obviously against my will. So Meikar did Lachor, yes, I can even go and take from him whatever he has, so there's no reason why I should not take to be Kodin. But the Zohar Kodesh says that it's love Urcha de Behemenus, it's not the derech of people who are Ne'emonim, that if you gave it to me in return to be Kodin, that I should misuse that position and instead take it to myself. So Isaiah says that's why you say every night Biyot Chaf Kidruchi, but Yisrael Hashem that I give HaKadosh Baruch Hu my Neshama as a Pikadon, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hold on to it. The Ketosh brings it as a rise in Isaiah. But here it says everybody's an Eirovin. Everybody's Neshama is an Eirovin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take it. The Umitsuda Frus Alachayim. And there is a big net spread out on life, meaning no escape. Hachanut p'tzucha, machanvani makiv, apingas pasu, afyad kesevet, choloroi tzalul vasyav yilze, vagaboyim machzirin b'chol yoyim. In other words, the collectors are always coming to collect. V'tad v'loyim, v'froim in o'odim midayt, v'shloim midaytet, Yeshlem al Mashi Esmeichu. In other words, they're doing it b'din, v'din din emes, v'akol misukin l'suda. And everything is misukin l'suda. So the mission is it's a good mission where it stands. I'll go upon it. But someone else says like this. Oya Aymer. Hakoyl nosun. He mentioned certain hanhogs of din. So now he's going to go into some of the din, the malchut din in the world. So, just like if a person gives a collateral to somebody else for a loan, he can't escape the Baal Chayv. By the same token, anyone who is B'Shusay is not going to be able to get out of it. So he says, V'ama oid u'mitsuda prusa al kol ha'chayim. Ha'mitsuda zeis here is shus. V'ataloyma sh'akol taf zeis shus ha'isbarach, ki mishu b'mitsuda b'shus acha. V'chayim kol ha'chayim heim b'shus sh'akadosh baruch hu. So there are two things here. V'hine mitzad shnei ponim ein l'vram yimol d'shem isbarach. There are two reasons why Nivraim can't escape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein mitzad ha'irovoi, shua nefesh, shu b'fati HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shem nefesh kol chai b'yodecha. Hein mitzad ha'mitzuda, shipruz ha'kol ha'chayim ha'kol lo b'shusui. Ulefamim grev ha'shem tzoch me'or ma'shu itoi v'netil os nafshoi, she'irov ne'is ha'shem yisbarach. Ulefam ein ha'roitim zem rov ma'shu itoi ha'shem yisbarach, she'noi tu litul nafshoi shu b'yar ha'shem yisbarach, v'grev mitzad So the Ramal says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two Mahalchei Gvir of his Chayiv. One is the Neshama that's an Eravim by him, and one is the Mitzvah Prusa in this world. In other words, you can have a... it's Ke'ilu, the Neshama is something that's over there in Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Chelek that's not... Even the chelik that we don't envision as being Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a pchina of Mitzvah Prus Olav, and that's Yisurim. So let's just understand a little bit the Nakuda here. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgale in two Oifanim to us. One Oifen HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Miskalatos is as the Reishis and the Shorash of Bria. Like the Rambam says, that the first Nekud of Emuna is to know that the world has a Motzi Rishain, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that runs the entire world and so on. That's the first Nekud of understanding. That's a Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, the fact that everything has to come from someplace. And has a sherish. That's one gili. So that the second gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that within the bria, he's the adoin koil and the gili of Elokim, like he says the Rambam, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balakoyach and is meniach the galkalim, which we can interpret to mean hashkocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashgiach within the world. So it's Ke'ilu, before there was a world, and before there was an Adam, it's Kulei Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected Adam into the world, he still gave him a Chibur with Al Yoinim in a way that he's still Tali with the Mitzvah of Rishus that was there. So just like a person who, let's say, dives down to water, he's so attached with a long hose towards there before, a child comes out into the world with an umbilical cord. It's a very, very, it's something when you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person with chachma, and the childbirth is a tremendous, tremendous, you know, it's the flaws of the pre of a child and the birth of a child. So why this piece, that the cutting of the umbilical cord, they couldn't finish it so that it should be neat. Why do you have to patch it? The kid could have just come out with a little help, just stop pushing, but mitzvah the kid itself, he could come out himself. Why is he come out in such a mother way? The teretz is, every person comes to this world still attached to the other world. In other words, his sheirish is a chelik of his metzias now. And when it's cut, there's a simen, you know, you came from someplace. So the person's neshama, the person's neshama is not entirely in him, and there's a chelik that's still a mala, that's the eirovin. The eirovin comes before the halva. An eirovin b'shas halva comes, I don't give you the money, so you don't give me the, unless you give me an Eirovin first. Like my Tamar, she said, you know, what do you give me as Eirovin? You give you the Eirovin, and then you give him this. That's always there as a sherish before. In a certain sense, on the Eirovin is where the loan is where the loan is generated. The Naila, the same thing here also. Then, there's a second Mahalach. Even in the quote-unquote outside Metzias, and the Metzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought out Adam into an outside world, and Adam is Bereshus Atzmoy, but the Bereshus Atzmoy is limited. It's like a person has a Bekavdika jail, but if you walk far enough, there's a fence around it. It's nice, it's an estate, but there's clear boundaries in the Gitar. There's a difference between Misa and Yisurim, this Mahalach in the Morale. Misa, Yisurim are toikev a person in this world. Talk for Yisurim. It's something which, in have all of these things that are making me sick and unwell and so on and so forth. By in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Metzias over here, which is around us, and it can interfere with us, even on quote unquote our home ground. That's the Indian over here. Okay, so that's one piece. Then he says, so sometimes he takes his Eruv back, which is Misa, and that's sort of the Metzias, that Kashbahu says, you don't have a Makkum without my Eruv to live. And sometimes the person gets to Metzura where he's attacked by something, and that is the Metzura that's Prusula. But Yeris is the Fashefasa, and he wants to explain possibly different. Kakol Nusam Eruv Matzuleima, Kolim Tsoyim Boilam Himbeyerosh Akashbahu. In other words, there are things that are there within the world as an Eruvin, and that he says is Yisurim, because that shows you at the end that you're not totally in control of yourself. Chaim is a different in Chaim and Misa. B'zeh Hashanem HaMetzud HaPuzh HaKol HaChaim HaTzolayma SheKol HaBriyas HaChaim NeSunim Tachas HaMisa VeHu HaHeda SheNikra Metzudara VeKasher Roitze Yilkidu B'Metzud HaZeh SheHaPuzh HaLehem Ve'en Lam Yitzia Mizeh U'Mekab NaHeda V'zeh Yosinira. So this is something which is Ki'ilu Misa is a transfer to another Rishos, to Rishos of Yacha, and the Mela, something that is a, it's something which is the Ki'ilu, when a person dies, he's passing on to another Metzias, and that is the Metzias of the Beyond. So it's Ki'ilu, the Metzuda proves in this world, is the chelik where the world is sort of coming to an end. And that's how he explains that. The tchum outside of the person, that's heda, and the mela, the person, when he gets to the end of his metzias, the person, that we call heda. Okay. So he liked that trip better, fine. Then he says, the Ama Bachanus Psucha, in a certain sense, let's just explain the Nikud of this one, that he said over here that a person, the person's, if we ask ourselves, what is the person's limitations? Where does a person's world come to an end? So the answer to that is that it's a the person's world comes to an end at a certain it's not just that he comes to an end, Metzias comes to an end, that there is no more Metzias left anymore, and b'meila the Metzias of Adam stops at a certain point, and that point is the header. The loss of it is kates. In other words, it's kates some lechoshes, or the kates is where Metzias ends. That's the way kates is characterized. Christ. So the Akashpoch put a prus a mitzvah, the prus ala chayim. That is the end of where something is comes to an end, and a person's rishus doesn't exist past that. And that's something that's characterized by this nekuda of heder of misa. The amav achanus psucha. So now the second answer of Marshall. So this is the setup of the chayim and so on. What's the second part of Marshall? V'amav achanus psucha zolayma she'ein menir la'odem etzara maisa be'atzmoi v'zeh she'amav achanus psucha she'nilal mefei odem dover she'yacholas is hara u'maisa t'gami nil lefei odem she'kol maisa v'likach v'menir etzara maisa. So he's saying that just like when you have a mitzvah of a chanus, it means that the person has complete ability to choose. Whatever you have in your house is usually finite, limited. It's what you've chosen already. So that's not, that doesn't give you the chira, really. But that which is something that is completely a chadnut is a supply. That's where you get your supplies, and the mela, that's sort of the makom of shefa. It's the makom where it's open to take as much as you want. There are no restrictions. So that's why the range of things a person has in this world is like chadnut. Whatever I want, I can pick and choose and take. So both Toiv and Ra. The Amar of Pinchas Suvah Kesemzus Leimah. Ki Ma'aseh Neshav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shkara Be'Anu. Now, we said before, just one more thing. He said before, She'ein Ninel Lifnei Adam Dover. Or Toiv, She'ein Menil Adam Mitzara Ma'aseh Be'Atzmai. What he means to say is, it's like Chazal say that if Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like Avodah Zarah, why did he allow for them to do Avodah Zarah? Those are things that there is no maisa within this world that inherently HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us. It does not allow us to do. That doesn't exist. So it's something which a person mitzad the maisim, there's no gvulus. As long as that maisa exists in this world, other than not bubbled it. Sometimes it's broken to fears, like by Bilam and the Hamor, where it's broken stood lenegdoi. But mitzad the ma'isa, the person has total choice. The Amar Pinchas Pesucha b'yot k'semes atzloima ki ma'isa d'nashom t'nekash broken which goes far b'anu ke'ena l'kvasha b'alechayim ki adam z'ikim etzias ha'od b'oilam v'tzir ha'metzias heina t'evi l'ra adia adam im adam oysa toy v'ish tzir toy b'imra יש כאן ציורה. ודוב הזה נקרא פינסור יוקר סבס, כשבאנו למה יוצאו חום עשר סביב נכתוב. אין שם. והיד הוא יד אדם שאוי שם מייסה, כוי סבס, כי כל מייסה זה נשם מכל לאל. Now let's just talk a little bit about this. Here it says in the Mishnah that הפינקס פסוחו ביד כוי סבס. And Kol Masechel, which is parallel, says to Kol Masechel Sefer Nechtovim. The Metzius of Ksiva, and he uses a word here. He says it's Roishim Rishumim. Kol Masechel Nesham Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Writing is called to be Roishim. In other words, everything that a person does that's Toiv. It leaves, becomes a metzias, it becomes a reish of this world. So it's not just a person can act however he wishes, but rather it means, more it means, that a person, be'etzem, can change the world as he wishes. A person can be mashpia on whatever he does, becomes to some degree more of a mitzvah. besides Adam being able to do as he wishes, Adam's chizeya uvdis as he wishes, and he accomplishes things as he wishes. The amak kolaritza. That's what the Maral means. Vayadu yad adam sha'isa maisa kaisevis. It's Kilo saying, it's not the pshat that one could learn pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reporters and they report what's doing and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very maisa ha'adam is a reshima, not just an asiyah. The yad that's kaisevis is leaving a mark by the very mice that it's doing. So the music of halva is that a person is not the midas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, what's the right word to use, the balance of midas that allow on the one hand for a person to do as he wishes, and on the other hand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make him and to bring everything within, is only possible through the Hechetimtze of Halva, that everything, there is no vitur, and there is no metzias where A, B, or C, I do something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgoes it. Everything works with the getter of halva, which means the only piece that's open for debate is the ability to when it'll happen. When things will happen, when things won't happen. But to say something is mevata, that's the Indian Batum of Tshuva, and you know, Kalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fatshi, Batum Mo'i, all of the Inyanim of Tshuva and so on are things that are not, there's no vitur. The question is just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marachap and Vigavi Delay. So that's what he says over here, it's all a Pchina of Halva, because it's all a Pchina of things that will, you know, they'll be sooner, they'll be later. Then he says, everything is Pchina of Halva. V'amah gaboy machzim tada pirish, heim shluch ha'mokav sh'edei na'asadid. So Piroyin works through Shluch HaMakim. So let's stop at that a second. It says that the Hadgasha here was saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, it's a halva, and everything is going to be Piroyin. And then he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Shluch HaMakim, Asher Edeim Nasadid. Now, what's the Nekud of that? I understand the first part, the Halva part, fine, we said. But Gaboin Machzirin Tadde V'chulu, Shluch HaMakim Edeim Nasadid. And there's a lot of Chazal where everything becomes a Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maisot Tzvadeya, and the Tzira, very famous Chazal, and so on. So what's the hair in that? So one nekuda that the hair itself is that Piroyin is done through Shluchim and not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, which is because Be'etzem Midas Adin is not the safe pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants the Kimishuvim Medaka V'choya, so Pa'ulas and Einshim are done through Shluchim, Malachim Abchina Midasatin, whereas the Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is for himself. That's one way to look at it. But I think there's more over here in the fact that he says the he's saying, the morale is saying, "Vagaboy machzir tari pishem shlucha mokam ashay dehem nasa din." Hadei akol kashbaruch hu shichusel yisnifem reshoyim. So Akadosh Baruch Hu uses every opportunity, every being there's in the world to be prepared. What's the word in that? So I think the pshat is. We said before, a person leaves a roshim in this world. Everything he does creates a roshim, and it's just a question of how long before Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to be chayv. But the kviyas chayv is the reaction of the world to the shinui he's made by Shalai Lepeva. Whenever something is wrong, it's wrong mitzad debriya, and whatever pu'ul I've done, that's an avera, creates a certain korban debriya, and that lashes back. So the piroyan is be'etzem always waiting to happen. All the inyanim and the bria are there to reject. It says Lamashal when Adam Arishan, after he was chayta, he had the grass that he walked on said, "Al tnideini regel gaiva, don't trample me with a haughty foot." In other words, it was sort of a the grass itself was telling him to leave. So the shluchim, I think, is a deher that the einshim that there are in the bria are mineo beidik. I would go so far as to say, as opposed to schar, which is the toiv, that's takirat Hashem, and it comes from Hashem. Whereas the ra, toichlem, that the ra itself eats up the person, so everything in the bria can become a shliach. Anything you touched, the ra is goiva, it's revenge from the Adam. Then one more thing. The amash and ephraim and other midaitai v'shaloi midaitai. Meaning whether the person is a willing part in the process or not. What's that? Ki adam ashut tzadik mekabel mirzei surin shei piroin al chet ba'avra v'zineka piroin midaitai. Where he's a willing, so I can pay my debt. When I deher that I owed it, I'm paying it. Parashat Shalom Yedaita is when he Kachbar exacts it. That was a Parashat Shalom Yedaita. So the Piroin can be a Mahalach. A person can stel Pesut the Piroin and can say Neman Alei Adayin and so on and so forth, or a person cannot. But be it as it may, the Bria still takes, is still prayer from him. That's how it was of the world, that the world would be a shliach to the Adam. But Yom Adam asked him, Adam, and I would think that maybe, okay, it's a reaction to Bria, but Faket, it's not Sarakarish Baruch Hu. Shadavaz Einai. Kadavaz Ubaman Hashem is Baruch. Or the Fikor Hayakshev Adam Shemir to Yishmat and Agapoy Shashim Tomid. So a person will think, you know what? So yes, the tzur that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it is from the teva, and it but lemais at the end of the day, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not matzav yodid. It's all the Hashem. So it has the maila. On the one hand, it's as if the bria itself rejects the person, but it has the shtark of coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon, that there are no escapes of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gaisa. But even though it's Baruch Poel Akol beMatzav Yodid, Vama Vadin Din Emes Otzleim Beloy Teisev LeGor Nifrein Meipes Nesiv Hasharoy Raket Din Emes. And this is a chiddush because it's shluchim. Because it's Nivrayim of the world, one would think that they can't get the din right. So Mela Kashbok gives the thing exact. But the Nivrayim told me that. Kamashul on that, everything comes that way. That everything, that the Bria
would it be correct to say that kind of so far that the Mishnah is telling us in general about Hashgachas Hashem and Schar V'Einish, and that seems to be the basic nice of the Mishnah. It just kind of struck me that it seems like a slightly negative kind of I don't know, limud that Kadosh Baruch Hu can take the Yeravan back, and there's a mitzvah the Prusa to be Miyasiyu, and there's this Shluchim to be Pireya. Like, it seems quite not such an upbeat type of, you know, it's,
yeah.
I'm not sure what the Ha'ar is. It just seems to be striking that it's very much kind of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, has the Yecholus to be Miyasim and take his Yeravan back and be Miyasiyu, and he's got Shluchim waiting for that, and Nifroyim in Adam, and it's Midaita, Shna Midaita, it just seems,
Okay.